Soita Perek Tes Mishnah Vov. So we learned in Mishnah Hey that the job of the Ziknei Yerushalayim from the Sanhedrin HaGadol finished with establishing the place, the Medida, but the actual process of the Egla Arufa was carried out by the Ziknei Yerushalayim. They brought the Egla's Bokut to the Nachal Esam, and they were the ones who were Oirif it, and in that place they Shtel Davek the Kapora. So the Mishnah continues, Ziknei Yerushalayim Reichtzin Yedem B'mayim B'mokam Arifim Shel Egla. Voimrim, Yodenu Loi Shofchus Adom Azeh Veinenu Loi Ro. Our hands did not spill this blood, and our eyes didn't see the one who did spill the blood. The Mishnah asks, Pshan the Pasuk, V'chia Ol Daltenu Olso Shezikne Bezin Shev Kedomein. Was there a Havamina that it had to be spoken out that they were the ones who were responsible for the Shvichas Domim? Elo. Shteito, that there's a level of responsibility that goes far beyond what we can imagine. Shloi boli odenu p'tarnu b'loi mozoin. He didn't come to our city, and we sent him away without a proper meal. V'loi v'inu v'inachnu b'loi levoi. We didn't see him, and we let him go. He came and he went friendless, and he wasn't nislave. We weren't malave him. It means there's a level of not taking care of people that come to town that could add to a person's chances of Shvichas Dom. Either there was desperate for food, so he got into a very dangerous situation, or he was left to go without Lavoya. If a person is accompanied, so then he's with people, he's not alone. He can't be ambushed. Others leg too. This is the way the Mufashim explained. It says also that Mikan, the Rambam brings out from here, we see that part of the responsibilities for a Beis Din in town is to make sure that people that come to the town are taken care of. Orchim are the responsibility of the Beis Din in town. That's what the Mishnah seems to be saying. When it says Yodenu, what does it mean Yodenu? Who? We. We didn't let him go, but maybe any of the people did. So a chelik of the Yodenu Loishavchus Adam is making sure that there was no negligence for Orchim in the town. Rabbeinu Shalom be mechaper for Klal Yisrael, who you appointed. Al titin dam noki b'kev Amcha Yisrael. Let the blood that was spilled not be a kitrug on Amcha Yisrael. Now the truth of the matter is that this declaration of kapel Amcha Yisrael v'chule follows in the psukim without saying that it was said by Kehanim. The pasuk says, "V'anu v'amru yadenu l'shafos adam hazavenin l'rod." Calling on the zikne or your ear that they were roichitz yadeim on the mokum of the Egla Arufa. And then the pasuk continues, "Kapelam chiyisrael." So the Gemara learns out that this was said by the Kehanim because the pasuk first says that the zikne or ear take the Egla al nachal eson. V'ofu shams Egla benochal. Then in pasuk K it says, "V'nikshu akoyne b'nei Levi." And the pasuk says, "Kivom bocha Hashem lekech l'shorsoi." Kehanim have the role that they were chosen by the Rebbeinu Shalom to serve. Levarach b'shem Hashem. Val pihem yir kol rivchol noga al pihem is settled all arguments, all strife. Where does it say anything about the Kehanim b'nei Levi? What are they doing here? There's no karma. Evidently, the va'onu va'omru is part of the amir the Gemara learns out, and the kapel amchi Yisrael, which is the role of Kehanim that bring karbonis, that are mechapa for Klal Yisrael, is to save this Amira. That's their role over here. Interesting that the pasuk calls it Val Piem Yir Kol Rivchol Noga. Kilu would sound from the pasuk, the reading of the pasuk, is that they solve all fights, all strife and tzoris by Klal Yisrael. What would that mean? So the pasuk finishes over here. After they say Kapel Amcha Yisrael, Hashem Badisu Hashem Al Titin Dam Noki B'Kerev Amcha Yisrael, that was their tefila. The pasuk says V'Nikaper Lohem Adom. Tzchal on Klal Yisrael a kapora. Now what does that mean? They said that. The Mishnah continues over Lo Yitzchum Loim Av Nikapel Adom. That's not in place for them to say. The fact that there was a kapora over here, there's a ritzui, is not them. They make the Amira that then creates the Ritzu Min HaShemayim. And the Mishnah says, Al Ruach HaKodesh Mevasoso, and the Torah is telling us, Emes HaShetasu, Kocho, when the whole Parsha was done, Hadom Miskapalem, that would create the Kapora. So they're called the ones that settle the Kaporas Horetz and the Kaporas Ha'am. Mishnah Zayin, Nimtzo HaHorik. Now here's a little bit more explanation which is necessary in the Pasuk. The Pasuk that we just read, V'nikapolam Adom, sounds like the Kaporas final, and that's it. The Kaporas should be Mechapa even for the one who killed, for the Ritzeh. But the next Pasuk test is not that way. V'ato, Torah now is talking to the Sanhedrin, Tevar Adom Anokim Kebech, you should punish, you should be Menake, the Dom that was spilled, you should punish the Ritzeh, Yisrael say Yoshuveni Hashem. So clearly the Ritzeh is not Niskaper, Al-Yidei, the whole Seder of Egla Rufa. It's only the Am that they shouldn't be held responsible. The Hayrik himself, Avad, is responsible. So now the Torah is saying that the whole parasha of Egla Rufa is b'mokim that we don't have the Hayrik, the Ritzeh, to punish. What happens if Nimtza Hayrik? So then Nimtza Hayrik actually nefo Egla Teitzivitir Be'ede, the Egla that was set aside. The understanding is that since the Torah calls Egla Rufa Kaporos, so it has a din, like Korbonis, that it's also Bano. Egla Rufa is also Bano. Look, it's not a Korban. It's a Nukhalois din that Egla Rufa, the Torah calls it a Kapor. It's Miyud Le Kapor, which means it's set aside. So therefore, if it was set aside, it already became also Bano. It has to become a Balmum, and it has to be Yotzal Lechulin. Mishener Faho Egla. If it was already killed, it's already in a vela, it can't be used, can't be eaten. So then, tikove b'mkoyim shal sofik bosom mitchiloso. Not only do we say, obviously, it's fafal, it's in a vela, but it also retains its status as also mano, it's not yotza l'chulin. Why? Because since the process was carried out, the Torah learns out that since the whole chalois din of Egla Ruf was al sofik, you don't have the ritzech, so here, it was taka carried out. So Mel, that's its din. The halacha is tikov b'mkoymoi, because it was brought al sofik. So Mel, the fact that now the sofik is nisbara doesn't take away the etzim kiyum of the parasha and retains its isra and all. Shal sofik basam etchilos, a kipro sveiko v'holcholo. It accomplished its job. What happens? Nerfo ho'eglo v'achach nimtza ho'erig. Hareze yehoreg. Avada his fchayv his oynish of ritzicha. Like we said, the kapora of the Egla Ruf only helps for the Am, doesn't help for the Ritzach himself.